Who is the bad boy of the three of us?
Probably you of everyone.
That's fucking stupid. Like the scene of the Inland Empire comedy scene.
Everyone?
Who's the bad boy?
The bad boy.
Oh. Do we have a bad
boy? Tito Flores.
Oh, you didn't have to go there, dude.
Bad boy. What you want? What you want?
We're not going to air this.
You don't know what we're going to air. Yeah. You don't know what I'm cutting out of this, bro. Okay, redo it then. Who's the bad girl of comedy in the Inland Empire?
Bad girl.
I think it's Carlos.
Hey. You son of a bitch. All right, screw this shit then. Yeah.
I have lard coffee.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Buddy Cast. My name is William Henderson. I am your host this evening. Joining me, as always, to my right is George Ferrido.
Aloha, kakahiaka.
And sitting across the table from me, once again, is Carlos Patino.
Yeah.
Day after Valentine's Day.
I'm pregnant.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Which one of us is the father is the question.
How did it happen?
I don't remember.
That's good. Nice.
Fun night.
That's a party, dude.
That's the kind of story you want to tell them in 17 years when
asking. Look, you're an accident, but you're my favorite accident. Nope, that's not true. The Challenger is my favorite accident.
Did you ever ask your parents how you were conceived?
Oh, no, God, I assume no. Have you?
No. Accident, my parents were divorced before I was old enough to ask.
You're a Valentine's
How
baby.
Dare you? My parents were way too...
They were just bored, dude.
No.
They were bored and the corner store was too far.
No, my dad's too meticulous to do that on accident.
To come on accident? No, he's not.
To take that chance, though.
No.
He wouldn't take that chance.
All right, Colin, let's find out. Hey, Dad, did you nut on purpose and Mom?
It's too late. Sorry.
Text him then, and then see if he responds tomorrow morning. Give the Patreon members an update. Guys, my dad said no. He doesn't remember.
So you feel like you were
an accident? Yeah, no, I'm a Valentine's baby. Really? Both my parents claim that I was on purpose. I disagree.
Every parent has to say that.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Because I already know, like if my wife to get pregnant tomorrow, I would be like, fuck, we didn't want that to happen. We weren't trying to do that. It happened, but we definitely weren't trying, you know?
I think my parents...
You also were trying to stop it from happening. Dude,
it's like trying to stop a water hose, dude. It's going to fucking come out sometimes. No, but it's like when you're eating fries and you get a fucking onion ring, and you're like,
is it now?
Yeah,
a cumin ring.
I didn't plan on this, but cool.
That I think that's how my parents felt about me. I think both of my parents wanted a kid.
I think Mark.
So Norman when has, I happened, they're like
Mark cool. Norman has a bit about that. So yeah,
about an onion ring fry.
Something about the gays or some shit. Same thing though.
Cool.
But yeah, like it would definitely, it's weird to call it an accident, but that's basically what it is. Not my intention. I wasn't trying to do that, but you know, it happened.
Yeah. I guess. Would you ever tell your kid that though?
Not this one. But if I were to have another one unexpectedly,
The first one or another one?
The second one, the first one we want, you know, we tried to have.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even tell her that.
Right,
would be a lie.
Right.
But if we were to have a second one, unexpectedly,
man,
I don't know if I would tell them that.
How long would you wait?
Until they asked. If they don't ask, then I don't ever have
you
to say.
You just always change the subject. Hey, Dad, can we talk about, no, come help me over here. Let's do this.
Dude, one day he's going to walk up to you and he's just going to be like, Daddy, am I an accident? And you're going to be like, let me tell you, son, yeah, you are an accident. And then to come to find out, he just like spilled a glass or something. He just wanted help. He just didn't know how to ask.
Oh, I see. I see.
And you just tell him that he's not wanted.
Mm-hmm. Or I would tell him when they're an infant, like a tiny baby. Yeah,
so you can get it off your chest.
Yeah, I just say it. And then years later, you were fucking told you. It's not my fault you don't remember shit like that.
It's not my fault you don't remember shit, dude.
Yeah, it's your fault. But...
So we just don't have kids, right? Just,
I don't know.
You have like half of a kid. So if you have one more, you can complete the set. You should have one more.
The hell are you talking about?
If you have a son that's also autistic, then you have a full child.
But it has to be a son.
Yeah. You don't want
to have a boy. You also need to raise it to 18. Yeah. Yeah. Them, I should say. Yeah. They're not going to combine like a transformer.
If they could, though, like if you could burn your one broken child and give all of its attribute points to the other child, that's how you make a Michael Jordan, right?
Like absorbs it?
Yeah. You do like a fusion dance. You don't fuck it up.
Disenchant your child.
Yeah. Now it's jewels.
I like this idea. I like this idea of breaking them down into stem cells and injecting them into your other child to enhance them.
What features do you pass on, though?
Whatever you choose. You want their fucking eyesight to be good? You just fucking stab them with an eye stem cell? Yeah.
Is this a big...
No, that's the thing about stem cells. It's a
needle that has an eyeball on it?
They can go anywhere. No, it just has a needle that goes in the eyeball. If you want to be strong, you just fucking stick them with a needle in the muscle with stem cells and they get more muscles. That's how this shit works, dude.
That's how you donate plasma.
I did that.
He donated plasma?
Yeah.
He was super broke.
Times is hard, dude. And it's right there, so.
Yeah.
No, I was in college.
How was it? Because I've never...
Pretty dope.
So they just draw...
It was easy, dude.
They just draw your blood and that's it?
They draw your blood, they spin it, and then they put it back in.
Put it back inside you?
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, dude. It was pretty wild.
So they take out all the plasma, and then they put the fucking
blood. They put the red blood cells, the hemoglobin. Back in.
Yep. Why don't they just keep all of it?
Because they don't want you to pass out.
Yeah.
They want you to drive home. Because
you can still use the red blood cells.
Yeah. They only need the plasma. To make
more.
Okay.
Yeah, the plasma is the valuable shit. That's the white blood cells. That's what fights
cancer,
diseases and shit. Yeah. And I have enough. So I can donate it to those in need. But really, I wanted more money.
You can get $600, but just by donating for a month at this place.
Wow.
I don't...
Actually, I think it's more. They have like a bonus. Like you can make like $1,500.
They have a stamp card?
Yeah,
Are you a shill, dude?
No, I'm just saying that like if you go the first week, it's like $150. If you go the second week, it's $300.
Nobody,
if you go the third week, it's $1,000.
Yeah, but they also, you have to go like early. They cut people off.
Really?
So if you're not in line early enough, then...
So if you're not homeless, you're fucked.
Yeah,
it's stupid. Those fuckers are just waiting like it's a PlayStation 5. And
you probably can't smoke weed either, right? Like,
I always did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't think the people that need blood care if you do drugs.
Okay.
Probably doesn't bother them.
If they want plasma?
Yeah. That's plasma. That's the best, like, STD check, bro. Go donate blood and then
is that why
see
they,
if they call you.
Is that why they stopped making plasma TVs? Because people wouldn't donate? Got expensive.
They moved over to donating LCDs instead.
LCDs, yeah.
LCD's nuts, dude. That's what it is. Very, very small nuts.
I've never gotten to that point where, like, because I always had shit to sell that I'm just
like body.
Like, yeah, like I mean, technically, if you're selling plasma and they're putting it back in, you're selling your body.
Yeah,
you're selling a version.
You're blood doping. You're reverse blood doping is all you're doing when you donate plasma.
You're making them cheat. But like this is winter blood.
You're just missing step two of putting it back in like in the middle of the day and then turning your blood into ketchup. That scares me.
I did it twice a week. It was $55 a week.
Damn.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
And that's what, 1992 money, bro? That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
2 times a week?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like 2012.
That's one solid expensive dinner for yourself, dude. You can go twice and be like, give me a 19-ounce steak. I mean,
mine was mostly beer and
weed.
and weed, but yeah, that too. Some gas here and there. Mm.
Never gas, always beer.
That's usually, what
it'd be. Alcohol. Speaking of which, March, we're coming back strong.
You're coming back strong.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Are we going to start drinking again in March on the show? Because I could go for an alcoholic beverage right now, to be
really?
Honest with you. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you have a rough day? Did you hit some kids, dude?
No.
You're just an alcoholic?
It was a normal day. Yeah.
You could just enjoy a...
Yeah.
I just bought a bar cart. Dude. We'll stock it for next month. All right. We'll get some well liquor and shit.
Just have to fucking power through this month, huh?
I mean, you guys can drink. Like, why don't you just buy a six pack for the both of you guys?
I've been drinking.
Yeah, but on the podcast, like, you could have bought a tall can.
Could have, yeah. You could have bought me something. Yeah.
Like, this was all me. Like, I was the one I'm not going to drink.
We're just
this
being
month.
Supportive, dude.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I don't want to make it hard for you.
Yeah. Well, you do make it hard for me. Trust. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do. That beard, oh, I get it. I understand. Will you move in with me? That beard, just rub it all over my titties.
I feel like it'd be more expensive for me here than at my own place.
Probably. So sad. Rent here is $1,700, so.
That's cool. Really?
Oh, no. Rent here is probably like 28 to 35.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was about to say, I was like, what the hell?
No.
I'm overpaying for sure.
Across the way, it starts at 3. It's crazy. I know. It's like, man, I wish I could see $3,000 a month. What does that look like?
I would think like if I'm making $3,000 a month, I wouldn't live in an apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if you do the math, I think rent's supposed to be like a third of your income. Mm-hmm. So it's like, damn, dude, could you imagine making that kind of money?
Nobody lives by that rule out here.
No, not at all. You can't. You can't. Oh. You have to be a fucking tech mogul to live that way.
Even then, they.
I save $17 a week, dude. Fucking money. $15 because there's fees and stuff. But like, I can't save at the rate that I would like to because I'm living so close from paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. To like, every day I go to work, I have to work hard. I can't slack off because then I'm homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Please let that happen.
Be homeless?
Yeah.
What?
No, I can't. I don't think my mom would let that happen.
You'd be so good at it, dude.
I need hot water, dude.
Dude, you'd go out hunting and shit. You'd be trading, like, steak.
You'd
like,
find me with my slingshot out there trying to hit a squirrel.
Dude, you'd be trading dead animals with other homeless people. I'll trade you a squirrel for some juicy fruit and a 12-pack of 7-Up.
I start making sling bags out of squirrels. Start selling them. This is your buddy. Put shit in his mouth.
First of all, you don't sell them. You barter. That's what you
do. Yeah, I'm bartering for money.
That's what they do.
I'm going to start selling Trump flags. I bet those are cheap.
How many do you think you could sell?
I think I would get more Instagram followers than sales. I think people would come up and ask questions and they wouldn't buy.
Dude, yeah, because they'd come up and they'd be like...
Who's still buying, by the way? Who's not already on... Who's being converted in 2023? They're like, I need to pick up one of these.
They just need a new one, dude. Because they need a 2024 Trump flag, dude.
No, but it's like wearing an OG hoodie. It's like, no, I got this at 92 Warped Tour. Like, you should be proud to rock that old shit. Like that.
It's not the same thing at all.
It is to them.
All right.
Carlos is on his phone. Who are you texting, girl?
My wife.
My wife?
That's because I forgot.
No, read it out loud. What are you telling her?
How's everything going, love?
Really? God, on the podcast. Gross, you have to send that on the podcast.
I forgot to fucking send that shit earlier, dude.
Emoji?
Yeah.
What emoji did you put? Also, someone's Instagram link is broken.
Kissy face?
No.
So.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this a story or this first thingy?
I don't know.
In the...
Bring it up, doggy.
Oh.
There's a video on the second slide. It's fantastic.
That horse looks Karina as fuck, dude.
That is majestic. What makes it look Korean?
Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes.
Look at this lady in the back.
You don't
here.
See it? Yeah.
She's just like,
She's like, please don't murder me.
She's like, is this a big enough smile?
Damn, dude. That's real gold for sure. Not.
Yeah. He's got a nice jacket, though.
Right? It's made from the skin of North Koreans.
Mm-hmm. South Koreans. All right. Hit the sound.
Okay.
They just released this.
Okay. This is what they do for the 17 soldiers that they actually feed. Oh, is he stepping on them?
I'm not sure.
You know what you never see is armored personnel carriers. You never see any sort of... They have to walk to everything that they do.
No tanks.
They don't have fighter jets.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
Breaking chains in this bitch.
Ooh, this is some...
These guys know we don't
Bruce
fight
Lee.
With any of those things, right? This is
just... We haven't fought with ice since 1400s. These guys are, cool, good for them, but the rest of their country drags dead bodies out of the streets from people starving for, death.
I feel like we could go over there and, take out 3 bridges and their entire country would starve.
Their entire country is starving. The fact that these guys have muscles is kind of rude.
Probably hired South Korean people.
Do you think there's, a North Korean soldier that could, fight Khabib?
No.
Mm-mm. You don't think there's some Mm-mm. weird
no.
6'4"
no.
Korean?
No.
Okay.
Even if he does exist, he definitely doesn't
Damn,
have
Damn, I didn't even notice the guys in the background were lifting ice. Like they were snatching ice.
Anyway, even if that guy does exist, he wouldn't have the training to compete with.
They're training right here. This is how you make ninjas.
That's not what I mean.
Then what do you mean?
Ooh.
Like MMA training.
Do you guys like the part of a fight where you put sand all over your body? That was very homoerotic of a scene with the nipples and the chalk.
It was definitely snow, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
And why would you cover your nose? It seems like there's
they
so many.
They think it's water.
Knee pads. What are they doing here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 10. That's all 10 of them.
That's the whole army.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. These are the 10 tigers.
Or this is their special forces.
Otter Team 10.
These guys are hot.
I mean, that just looked like a scene from fucking Enter the Dragon.
That doesn't prove anything, though.
You know what they're yelling in Korean?
What's that?
Who's going to carry the boats?
There's got to be one of these dudes who's like, I really like David Goggins. Really.
They don't know,
they don't know who he is.
Oh, come on.
No way.
They get privileges.
Not those guys. No
right.
way.
You're right. But you have abs. That's enough.
No, man. They're convinced that they are fighting for the right reasons.
Yeah, like those guys that stand in that position at the DMZ. DMZ? I'm saying that right?
Yeah.
Demilitarized zone.
Yeah. Where they're just, what do they call it? Ready Rock, where they're fisting in the air, but they're all tense, they're ready to go to battle. It's very odd.
Hmm.
But hot. They're also hot.
Yeah.
The soldiers are hot. The ones that you see, they're hot. They're yoked. But they don't show you the slaves.
When you go to South Korea, if you go to the DMZ, they have I think you can get North Korean beer and shit like that.
Oh, cool.
It must taste like shit.
You just reach across the line and get a vending machine. You
slice your hand off. No, I don't know. Maybe
just a laser from the sky.
Maybe near there there's a bar and somehow they have it. You know,
that's interesting. It's got, I mean,
somehow they just smuggle it across.
Because I know I have a buddy that went to South Korea and he went to just check it out and shit. And he went and that's what he was telling me. I got to ask him how.
What do you think North Korean beer tastes like?
I think they just brought beer from South Korea, gave it to the guy across the border, and then he just gave it back.
They're like, bless this.
Yeah.
He gave it back and then you got $2 with it too because it's not worth as much over there.
Mm. Right.
That's the exchange rate. Mm, don't they drink soju? that Korean rice wine, right?
Hmm.
They put it in like watermelons. They make watermelon soju, which sounds good.
Watermelon soju?
Yeah.
What is the one that's usually given with sushi?
Sake?
Yeah, what is that?
Rice wine, I guess, yeah.
Is it good?
I don't know. I get it hot and I drink it with beer. I just do sake bombs at sushi.
Huh.
I've never done that. So I've never had sake, ever.
Hmm. So. There's actually really good sake.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They have like flavored sake, too.
If it's served hot, it's not good sake.
Oh.
So they heat it up to mask the impurities in the sake. So the good sake is cold sake.
Mm.
Yeah. The more you know. So go buy your refrigerated sake and drink that shit. But I've had a plum sake that I was like, this is juice. This is not alcohol. I will put this in my water bottle and go running. It was delicious. It was like Gatorade with just the tiniest alcohol bite in your throat. And then
they serve them in those little tiny Asian shot glasses.
I thought you were going to say people.
Yeah. Serve them inside little tiny Asian
like
people?
Those little teacups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
A lot of them, that's like a lid for the sake bottle. And so it kind of comes as a thing. Kind of like mouthwash, I guess.
Cool. No, so you can take a pull, but like a gentleman.
And then put it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it back in your pocket like a real.
Just grab it off the shelf, pour one little drink for yourself.
Do you guys remember your first drinks? Like your very first alcoholic taste?
It was a Bud Light. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, it was a Bud Light. Same. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah. What were the circumstances? What did, like, you were just, you grabbed it?
I snuck it.
How old were you?
It's probably like 7 or 8 or some shit. I was young.
You're like one of those kids where he's like, I'm a grown ass man, but you don't smoke.
Yeah. Like those damn kids.
You can try some beer. I'm going to be a man.
Mine was, I was probably around the same age, but I think one of my family members gave it to me as like a joke. Because they knew I was going to hate it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I like it now.
It worked. Yeah. I mean, it worked for a while. I didn't really drink until I was like 19, 20.
Yeah. So. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I didn't start drinking until I was well past 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I got drunk for the first time at 16, but I didn't really drink until after.
I was probably 23 the first time I got super like throwing up drunk and shit like that.
Okay, don't judge me, but I don't. Now that I'm thinking, now that I asked the question out loud, I don't think I drank till I was like 20. Mm. I don't think I had an alcoholic beverage until I was like 20.
At all?
Yeah.
Like a full one or just a taste of one?
I don't have any memory of tasting alcohol, like being like, oh, what does this taste like? I don't. I was never curious. I didn't really like to be around it overall.
Your parents never had like a bunch of alcohol and you were like, oh, I want to try that because they seem like
that. No, because I've always
knew how uncool you were.
I've always seen like the end of it and I didn't like dealing with the adults around me when they were drunk.
Mm.
So I was just like, I don't understand why you have to do that because you become really fucking annoying at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And so I had a weird connection to it. So I was never curious about it, but it was also, I was never like, I'd go to parties, but I wasn't trying to drink. I wasn't one of those kids, you know. Shit getting crazy, you know. I agree. I should have drank earlier, but it just never came. The first time I drank was probably the first time I took shots and I got wasted,
fucked up.
Yeah.
I was blackout drunk almost.
No, I've never been blacked out.
No
really.
Yeah, never.
Terrible.
Not even
never
once. No. No.
I've been blacked out a handful of times.
Yeah, so have I. So have
I think I'm a control freak. I don't like
one
I,
of them. One
once
of
I
them,
reach that point, I'm like, I gotta stop.
No. Did one of my blackout moments happen? Like we did a podcast right before me and you.
Oh yeah. Wasn't that election night?
No,
it was your birthday.
It was for my birthday. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we did a podcast at my house, and this gentleman Jack, dude, I just kept drinking. Mm-hmm. At one point, I had my hand out, and then George just. Takes the bottle and pours way more.
Oh no!
What an asshole!
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. The room started spinning and all that shit.
I can't say I've been blackout since I moved out here.
How responsible of you? Good for
after college, I learned my lesson.
Mm.
Yeah,
too many moments right next to the toilet. You know,
Yeah. So like, dude, I've had moments next to the toilet that I forgot about, and somebody else had to fill me in on it. Like, oh,
show you
shit.
A Polaroid, yeah. Dated Polaroid.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So like, when did you become a bartender?
At 21.
So like,
as soon as I could.
So okay, so like, you drank a year before you started, before you became a bartender?
Yeah, but I saw Coyote Ugly way earlier, so I wanted to do that. I was like, that seems
genuinely
fun.
Genuinely your inspiration? Kind of, yeah, you're yeah, such kind a of. Fucking loser.
It seemed, God, it dude. Seemed fun because I knew that I didn't.
Someday, I am going to dissolve this friendship.
That's okay. This just, you know, give me because 2 weeks' notice and dissolve it. Well, I mean, don't even get me started with Bring It On.
I just decided I'm going to get a McFlurry after this podcast. Continue.
M&M? Oreo.
Oreo, dude. Okay. Who gets M&M?
You can get both, dude. That shit's fire.
No, that's
you get
fucking
you get the
no,
Oreos
dude.
And
no,
the M&Ms in a Shamrock no, shake, dude. Game
no,
changing.
No.
You're such a purist,
dude.
You're an autistic purist.
No, dude, you don't get frozen M&Ms. You want fucking cracked teeth?
They're not frozen.
They are frozen.
They're not frozen.
They're in ice cream.
The
they
ice cream does not
frozen.
Maintain a temperature to freeze other things.
It gets them cold enough to
it
where
is
it's
cold,
hard.
Yes, but it's no, it's not
too hard for it's my not. Liking.
You're wrong.
This is a subjective
no,
argument.
No, yeah, I'm saying you're
so,
wrong.
I can't be wrong.
You
it's
are
a subjective
wrong.
Argument.
You're wrong. Hey,
there
guys, go
right
to patreon.com/thebuddysystemco and let us know why you
too
agree
hard.
That William is wrong.
If I was dating someone that ordered an M&M McFlurry, I would stop dating them.
Strong words, dude, for being wrong.
No.
Yes.
No, dude. Yes. This is just yet another reason to dissolve the
you
friendship.
You can. That's fine. That's totally fine. We can cheers over M&M's. Sake.
No, because I don't want to get your M&Ms in my sake. Your frozen M&Ms.
They're not frozen.
They're frozen.
They're not.
They're hard, and then you put them in ice cream. They're going to get frozen-ish.
I'm going to make this into a content thing. I'm going to get you where the top of it is Oreos, and then the bottom of it. Is M&M's, and so when you get to the M&M's and you bite through an
M&M, they're
going to
be frozen?
No, they're not going to be frozen. We'll be like, you are wrong.
You're going to be on top of the ice cream the whole time. They're going to be frozen.
They're not.
They're going to be frozen.
I don't. Okay, we'll put a pin in this because I need to know what your other your McDonald's preferences on desserts are. Do you get the apple pie a la mode?
No.
Let's just go to the next one.
I don't.
Let's just go. Let's just go. Dude, it's warm caramel. It's M&M's. It's M&M's. It's McDonald's soft serve. It's delicious, bro.
I have got their sundaes before. They're pretty good. Caramel.
Did he wave him? Oh, you know how much I love watching kids fight.
Hell yeah, bro.
I love
this
it.
This is straight up. This is educational.
Yeah, this is
Oh.
All right. You can't
let's go,
you
y'all.
Can't spin when you spar.
Wow, bitch. These kids. Get some.
Look at the coach.
There you go. Get him in a plumb. Oh, he's going to knee that motherfucker. Get it.
Oh, son.
He Muhammad Ali him.
He told, get up.
What's my name?
Damn, son.
Solid. He's trying with the teep. Oh, nice little feint there. Oh, look, he was going to knee him.
Boom.
Damn, dude.
Get up.
Come on. Damn, he. That's his move. That's his special move. That right kick spin. Good for you. That's his diamond cutter.
He figured it out, man.
He got this kid's number. He figured the timing out.
And he's a lot. He's like smaller than him too.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Damn! It's almost like he took his coach's momentum and used it to punch the other kid.
Look at this coach. He's like, oh my God.
They're both laughing their asses off right now.
Oh. Oh my God.
That's
so good.
That first, he first kicks
guys,
him in the face too.
Dude, this is what it's gonna look like when somebody agrees to fight me. This is what I'm gonna fight.
Just gonna spin a lot.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of these, like those jump kicks.
Are you gonna put your kid in MMA, Carlos?
I would like to put her in like jiu-jitsu
for sure.
Fuck yeah, you should put her with this kid, man.
No.
And your daughter's gonna like kick you in the knee and then start talking shit to you like, get up, dad, get up, get the fuck up. Yeah, how come there isn't a kids UFC, bro? What's going on?
Because let these kids, you can't inflict what? Brain trauma on children.
Oh, but you can. You, there's like beauty pageants for 4-year-olds. You can sexualize a child, but you can't beat his face in.
Yes,
but also they do train. Like, this is acceptable. Yeah. It's just not televised.
Yeah, yet,
you know. Because I would watch that
for sure
instead of the WNBA. Like, I would never watch the WNBA in place of that.
You know? If that was on during the Super Bowl, I would go back and forth.
Really? I would not watch the Super Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl, I go back and forth.
The Puppy Bowl?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking adorable, dude. I need some dopamine in my life.
You just need two sets of parents that are shitty enough to agree to let their kids fight for money.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
No.
Oh, that would be easy to find.
Yeah, yeah. Parents? You just incept the idea and be like, hey, how do you guys feel about making $20 right now?
Yeah. Bump it up to 50 and you can make selections.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get to pick a weapon.
Yeah.
I've seen this kid, dude. Oh, I've seen this kid.
He's he's a psycho.
He's retarded.
Well, he's a Carlos.
Hey.
From Arte, not you. Now, do you think he watches like ECW clips, or he knows who Mankind is, or he just came up with this act? For the listeners, is a dude standing on not even a table, just some kind of makeshift pallet into a platform, and he's about to, I don't know, something into this ball of barbed wire. But that's some Mankind shit. That's some like.
He's definitely a wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
And ICP.
He's family, bro.
He's a juggalo, bro.
His family.
There's no way he's not. Oh, he took his shirt off.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. He's like, stop recording. Help me.
Fuck that. All right, and shit.
Mistake number one is to remove the shirt. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. It's going to cause extra pain and flesh wounds.
There's a ladder here. This might be an obstacle course.
Honestly, I don't know why he didn't jump from the top. Like, jump from the top rope, dude. If you're going to go for it, go for it. This is pussy shit now that you can see that.
He does just do a flip, though.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Just make it out of frame, dude. Dude, I could have done a flip onto my back if there was a mat down there. I could do that. That's not impressive.
There was a mat. A barbed wire mat.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do any of that. My point is I could do that maneuver.
Do you think you got impressive. That with Prime? Do you think you got it on Amazon? Just ball o' wire?
This dude.
He probably stole it from his school.
I don't think it goes. Well, this dude's homeschooled for sure.
He used to go to school. And
man, imagine the laughs that his neighbors have had watching him do this stupid shit. Because I've seen him like tackle a refrigerator.
Dude, they definitely hate it.
No way. Yeah, I'd be like, he's yelling again. Let's go.
Dude, just imagine like you're out, like you're just reading like a nice book on a fucking Saturday afternoon. You know, you're getting kind of close to the end. It's starting to pick up. It's really getting suspenseful. And then all of a sudden, it's just...
Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Fuck you. You hear, or whatever the hell he said. Ooga.
Judging by him, I don't think there's a whole lot of reading going on in his neighborhood.
What does he say?
That's a nice fence. Let's find out.
Whoop,
dude, are there mouse traps in it too? What is?
I think those are cheese graters. That's hilarious. Dude, okay, it's so funny to me that he's like getting all pumped up. He's like getting angry. He's like, and then he goes, "Fuck this shit!" And then he does his little fucking whoop whoop thing, and it's the most. Bitch shit of all the time. He's fuck this shit. Whoop whoop. And then jumps off. Like, it's so fucking. It's so lame, dude.
He looks like Rick Bravo.
Like that time he does it like, whoa, whoa, like a fucking rapper or whatever, I guess.
I feel like he's questioning why he agreed to do this, but he's like, camera's rolling. I can't afford to buy another tape. Fuck. Death. Shit. He sounds like Thomas the Railroad. That's the beginning of the magic school bus.
Look at that ass crack, dude. You'd expect nothing less from this guy but to have his ass show. I mean, mine would be too. And I yeah, oh yeah, that's a beautiful shot. Look at those shoes right now, dude. definitely should have kept the shirt on.
Oh, he had his phone on him.
Is that no? That's just the end of the cheese grater. I wish it would have gone longer. I want to see him scream in pain more.
A trip to the hospital? Do you think?
No,
he's fine. He's just bleeding a little.
He's just got. It would be in his best interest to like put Neosporin and shit on all those cuts that he has now, but. Yeah,
what they should have did was a follow-up video where his friend throws hand sanitizer on his back.
Oh, dude. That
would be... I'd rather jump alcohol onto it than have that done to it.
I know, because it fades. It doesn't just stop. You're like, you feel like a germ when you're burning. You're like,
I've had paper cuts and forgot about it and put hand sanitizer on.
Oh, yeah, you think that's the same thing?
Just that alone is like, jeez, imagine that shit.
I broke a glass the other day. I picked it up and then 30 minutes later went to hand sanitize in it. And oh my God, dude. It's like my hand felt like the sun. It was just sizzling. It hurt so much. So like right across my palm, like right on my line. I'm like, it hurts so much. So it still kind of hurts.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. Shit happens. I made good money. This is magic, bro.
What's going on?
And to go back to the shift mode, simply lift and turn your heel with moonwalkers.
Moonwalkers?
You can walk like a pro in under 10
seconds. What the fuck?
How cool?
What is going on,
dude? How cool? To
signal. What do you guys think?
I was confused at what they were trying to show me at first, but this is fucking wild, bro.
Dude, this is perfect if you like go through airports a lot. You're your own people mover. It's perfect.
And to go back to the shift mode.
But you still have to walk. Look.
Lift and turn. That's fine.
Here. Yeah.
Look.
Moonwalkers. You can walk like.
Look, he's still walking.
Yeah, but he's skating.
Yeah, yeah. It's like walking on a people mover.
Why didn't he just like stand still and like how come the thing doesn't move him?
Because that's probably the pro version that has motors in it and shit.
It's probably designed to just like use your momentum, not like a motor.
Would you get that with those things?
Yep.
Yeah. 100%. I think I would.
If I could get different colors of straps and shit, absolutely.
I would, dude. I'd walk to the fucking W if I had those, dude. Going down, you know, that hill that goes under the bridge
at
the university?
Yeah.
Just fucking like a speed skater.
That's cool. These are cool. I want them to light up and shit.
Yeah, dude. I thought they were going to start hovering, to be honest with you. They are a little bulky.
Yeah. Is it difficult to put on? Or it looks like you kind of just slide your foot into it, strap it down. They are skates. That's all they are. They're skates that you can disengage, I guess.
It would suck because, like, what are you going to do with them?
Like, once you get to where you're at?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not going to wear them all day.
Yeah, and a lot of, like, if you're, like, going to a bar, the security's going to be like, you can't fucking wear those.
And you can't bring them.
Dude, I've been practicing my dope moves. Check this out.
What are you going to jump through the roof with those? No, you can't wear those. They look like multi-purpose shoes. Like they have a spring in them and they have a flamethrower and there's a knife.
Go gadget boots.
And a fucking fire extinguisher to go with the fire flamethrower.
You're not into it, Carlos Patino? You wouldn't buy one?
Bottle opener.
And I'm not that lazy, honestly. Like I think I'll just
Walk. Dude.
That just it seems cool.
And yeah, it's not even about laziness. Yeah.
No.
It's about, more efficient than anything.
Look, dude, it's about fucking efficiency, sustainability, eco-friendly, transportation revolution, emissions-free, charging infrastructure, battery life,
you know zero what else emissions. Is, you know what else is? Walking. Just walking.
Yeah, with here, you're one rock away from having a bad day, dude.
It's all of those things and then more. You know? Because like that shit has a battery. What are you going to do when you have to throw that shit out?
I don't think
out?
It does.
No, dude, it's fucking emissions free. Don't you understand?
Yeah, they're just skates.
It says battery life right here.
It does say electric shoes, but it says easily climb stairs. I don't see how this helps climb stairs. Does it give you
$1,400?
Does it boost you up when you walk up the stairs? $1,400?
What a steal, dude.
Nah, I'm good. It's cool as fuck, but no. Unless they genuinely like.
I bet you see those all over the Google campus.
That would be cool,
dude.
If they made noise while you walked. That would be like Iron Man.
I want like the Jetsons vehicle sound. Yeah.
I would do a squirt.
like in that SpongeBob episode.
or spurs, like you're a cowboy. That'd be cool.
What else do they sell? Shift Robotics, because this is their actual page.
I don't think they sell anything. Just this is probably like a
it's either this or like prosthetic arms.
Oh, dude, you can pre-order your moonwalkers for $50, dude.
Look at this hooker, she has them.
Can you do tricks, so that's dude? Hang on.
They're banking on the moonwalkers to be their flagship idea.
Yeah. Oh, this Asian made it, dude.
Dude, it's cool.
Of course.
Oh, look at you go uphill.
That's game changing.
That is.
Dude.
That is a good. That is, they need that's to cool. talk about that with more. That. Yeah.
Never mind this. Oh, whoa. That looks cool, dude.
Dude, you're going to be going so fast. You're going to tell me, get the fuck out of the way, dude. Just zoom past. Your dog is not going to be able to catch up, dude.
You're going to start dragging your dog. You're going to lynch him. Interesting.
He's like, how'd you get so fast, bro?
Uphill, but like, what's the max incline? Because you're not wearing
up to 7 miles per hour.
You're not wearing that bitch in San Francisco. You're not. Oh, they're puddle proof.
Just going diagonal.
Yeah, it kind of looks like this is all.
Elon Musk is behind it, baby. I don't know.
Who inspired Elon Musk? Oh, come
on. Oh, you clickbaited us. You stupid slanty eye.
Whoa, dude, man. Jesus.
How dare you?
Even that's even rough for your own kind, dude.
Well, he looks hella oriental.
Shit. It's
fucking Pittsburgh shit.
You can walk 250% faster, bro.
Look at all the shit that's inside that fucking robot foot.
Look, let's just steal it. Look at that. Look, you just giving,
I can make that.
Yeah, I make that just today. Dude,
look at this comment right here. China. I see.
Exactly, dude.
Shout out to It's Josue SD.
Yeah. And China's going to put some big ass lithium ion battery in it and so it explodes, but also send you down like at 80 miles an hour.
That's so goddamn funny, dude.
Why are you carrying it? Because I feel like that defeats
he's getting
the
on
purpose.
The subway, dude.
Like, you don't want to have those on when you're that close to train tracks, dude. What if they just
they're
engage?
They're probably not allowed, bro. They probably count as like rollerblades.
They
you
died.
Know?
They died. They don't move. They're
dude,
like,
there's no way they have a battery. That's absolutely ridiculous.
It did. Did you not see? Watch. I go back to the China Post.
Oh, sorry.
The battery's right there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's a lipo battery. It's a lithium polymer battery.
Okay, loser.
It means they charge fast.
Okay.
And they're smart.
Okay. So what do you do if you throw one of those batteries into the ocean?
Nothing. When you light it on fire, though, it turns into a firework.
Because it's eco-friendly.
Oh, he probably makes friends.
There's definitely a microphone in them.
No, just a GPS telling you when and where you stop.
That's cool. Wait, go to the one with the dirt. Crumbling sidewalks and moonwalkers. Oh.
Bullshit, dude. You're going to hit fucking pebble.
He fell after that. I don't believe that either.
Yeah. I'm going to want some rubber wheels. Look, they already took their shot and he ate it right here. Look, he stopped. He doesn't hit any of these, though. The problematic.
Yeah, they do make it look bad.
Oh, you mean the shit that you would trip over even if you were just walking?
Yeah.
You know the construction workers are like, you guys are going to clean that shit up, right? They're going to blame us for that.
Right. We specifically clean that up every fucking day.
Since humans first built tools, we've been chasing...
I don't know how I feel about this, man. Like, I like the concept, but I don't know if I believe it.
I don't like how this is the only thing this fool is working on. Like, this is his...
What do you mean?
So he's saying robotics, so that means he has more than one idea. And this is the best idea.
The only thing that's taken off.
This is the best idea that this guy has come up with.
He took this to Shark Tank and was probably like, this is what I want to do.
$1,400 for a pair of roller skates.
It's the 8-way dual drive train.
Whatever, dude.
Here's what we want. This is what we're looking for.
10 degrees.
We're all unable to use it.
Oh, dude.
This is a very ableist design, sir.
All right, dude. So our next challenge should be to get in Moonwalker.
Wait. Range 5 to 7 miles, depending how fat you are. They're 4.2 pounds each?
That's pretty heavy.
That's a laptop, dude. However, USB-C compatible.
Brake distance, 3 feet. Dry road.
Less if you fall.
What if it's wet? What if it's...
How do you brake?
Can you drift?
Do you turn sideways ice skates?
Can you drift around corners with this fucker?
You probably do. You do the foot over foot thing, you know?
Ooh, I could never. I've tried, and I've eaten a lot of ice with trying to do that. Yeah.
On ice?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we're talking about rollerblading.
No, I'm talking about like ice skating and shit.
Oh, yeah. I never did much of that.
Really? In Michigan? Is that a girl thing? I don't know.
So why don't people just get Heelys?
It
just costs money.
Heelys are way cheaper than that.
They're way more difficult, though.
Are they?
How much are Heelys? What do you guys think?
I think Heelys are about $100.
You can get them for adults now?
Yeah.
They're probably like $120.
$69.88 for a Heely shoe. I would probably get that one, too. I like the minimal. Cool. Dude, some K-Swiss with some wheels on them. They're not bad, dude.
Should we all get Heelys?
No, no, we're not gonna die.
Just wheel around the W.
No. Not unless you can install an airbag thing in our bags. That's the only way that's gonna be okay. Ooh. Like, we would fuck. Like, I want soap shoes, but I know I'm gonna ruin it. I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah,
hard.
People get mad at you too. It's no fun. You want people to be like, yo, that was dope. You don't want people to be like, hey, can you fucking stop?
Can you move? Like, we're trying to get into our building. Can you stop grinding on our stairs, you fuck?
Can you stop grinding on our bottom stair? Right? So he can go up.
These light up.
Appreciate it. Hey, you know that bench that you've been trying to grind with your fucking shoes for the last 45 minutes?
It's can you leave my rose box alone?
It's usually where I sit and eat my sandwich and feed the pigeons, if you don't mind.
Waiting for the bus here, dude.
You keep kicking me every time you go by.
With your magic slidey shoes.
These are some cool like shoe designs, though.
These are for children, right?
I'm not mad.
Those are definitely for children, yeah.
Hit like men's sizes.
I'm a 9 though, so I don't know if that's a men's size.
You're a size 9? Carlos, what a size are you?
I'm 10.
Wow.
10, like, 10 and a half.
I get my shoes, I like them snug so I can run from the cops. So they have to be like exact size.
That's how most people like their shoes.
To run from the cops?
No, to fit well.
Well, no, if I buy Nikes, I have to buy them big because they run narrow. Yeah. So, like,
I just bought some Nikes and some running shoes.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why'd you buy running shoes?
Yeah, they're
just for the gym. I don't know.
So, to look cool?
No, I mean, so
to flex but William and his
phone. But I had to get them, size 11.
And you're a 10 normally?
Yeah. Mm. 10.5 sometimes. On a good day.
On a good day when it's not cold and my bunions aren't all swollen.
When your feet are swollen.
In the summer, fucking 10.5, baby.
Yeah. All right, these are ugly, though. Their logo sucks. Yeah. Sorry, Heelys, your logo
right?
sucks.
They need to a crossover with DC. Make some cool DC Heely soap Nike, shoes. Nike,
dude.
Nike, no. No, I don't
Nike's
want...
Nike's too good for them.
Yeah. They weren't, though. In the beginning, you could have gotten Nike Heelys, I
do
bet.
Do it with Adidas. They'll go for it.
Adidas or would go Converse. For it. These are dope, though. I kind of like these.
Converse.
These are, I don't like them.
These black on blacks. Without the logo, though. I don't...
Those are pretty all right.
What are the logos? The Pac-Man?
No, not those. Dude. Right below.
No, give me the those American flag right. one, dude. America!
Speaking of which, did you get a freaking email back from the RTA?
No.
Well, they're not taking submissions.
They're probably celebrating Valentine's Day and stuff, you know?
But in
how do you think RTA celebrates Valentine's Day?
At a conference? Because none of those single fucking dudes have girls.
No, they definitely do. I think they just spend it like lecturing their girl at dinner on how to get better at being a wife.
What did you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't take your girl anywhere?
The actual day? Yeah, the day I worked. But I went to Disneyland the day before.
I celebrated the day before. I mean, what did you guys do for Valentine's?
To celebrate the Valentine's
Day. We just ate food and watched stuff.
Yeah, so did we. Yeah, I had sushi. I ordered to go because it's like half off carry out.
Nice. And then I bought so much sushi, at a table at the restaurant.
No. Imagine. I already paid, bitches. Sorry. Yeah.
Kick me out. I'm never coming here again.
I'll eat in the
waiting room. Leave your trash there. Hey, this is where I found it. So.
Yeah. No, so I bought a shit ton of sushi. You know,
William hasn't had sushi.
Got her a bottle of wine. Was.
Nice.
You know.
Red, white?
Mm-hmm. Red, white. Okay. Yeah. Stella Rosa has this blueberry wine that's pretty good. You know, I mean, I didn't have any, but my wife did.
I don't like that they call their mixes a blend. Can we just call it hybrids, like weed?
You mean
like
wines?
Wine. Yeah.
Yeah, like a red blend.
Yeah. I want a hybrid. It's a better word.
Sativa hybrid is the white blends.
Yeah.
Indica hybrids are the red blends. Yeah. And then so.
Anyway.
I'm not mad at that. Why? Now you got me thinking questions I've never asked. Why do we call it that then? Why don't we? Is there any sommeliers listening to this? Will you explain it to us?
It's not like the wine gets blended through a blender, right?
I don't know. I don't know how they make wine.
Me neither.
They probably do.
Have you ever been to a winery?
No.
George?
No, I just date winers.
We need a crickets noise.
Oh, I should. That's what I wanted to ask you, not to live produce. It's like, what sounds you want to throw on there? Because I was like, I don't know what to put on there.
Crickets.
Crickets. Party horn for sure.
What's a party horn?
Oh. Yeah, that one for sure. Right? That one's a go-to.
And fucking I am Arate.
Okay.
When we feel really tough as fuck, just hit that one.
I don't think I've ever felt that way. Like, I don't think I've ever done that.
I am Arate. Yourself?
No.
Never That's been a, part of a team where they where no. they chant the team name?
I mean, I don't even say anything when they did. I was like, I don't want to be here.
Oh my god, dude. You were the worst teammate, dude. You had no passion.
Like,
because I was forced to do it. I didn't want to do it.
A few weeks ago, my daughter was doing that with me and my wife. Like, she saw it on some show.
Heiling Hitler.
Getting our hands together, and then she was like, ready?
And then That's we cute.
Say and, you're, and she was like, you're not doing it right.
No, I did it. I did it. I'll play along with my kid.
What did you guys shout?
I don't remember. It was something... Some I don't remember.
Indoctrinator early to the syndicate, bro.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, "Dad's a retard on three." One.
Mom taught it to me. I'm retarded. You guys think you're retarded?
No. But then again, no one would ever tell me.
Obviously not.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great, dude. This is great.
Is it?
Oh shit! Is that power?
It is now. I have the power. Yes. You want to tell the listeners what we're looking at, y'all?
All right. Carlos, you want to do it?
So it looks like they're watching the Super Bowl. There's a guy who is in an obvious Philadelphia fan. And it looks like he threw something at his TV.
You want to know the best part? The next slide of the video.
This guy's in a folding chair, though. Yeah. Like, way to...
I'm trying to figure out if this is real or not, to be honest with you.
So, okay, but, let's see. But... Let's... We need sound. This looks like we need sound. Oh, yeah.
So it's a tie game. He's talking shit.
It all comes field down goal. To this.
Oh, dude, he freaking did that shit before. Oh.
I'm going to say it's fake.
No, I think it might be real.
No. No, I'm gonna say fake.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's like pushing everybody. You know, he's like, don't get out of my face, don't look at me, like get away from me. The only person he doesn't push away is the cameraman.
But they're trying to like calm him down.
Okay, but they also still have the sticker on the TV, like they bought it this morning for this skit.
Yeah, people do that shit. People buy big-ass TVs for the Super Bowl and then return them. That's why the best time to buy a TV is the day after the Super Bowl. If you don't mind getting a TV that's already open.
What about Black Friday, dude?
No, the Super Bowl, they buy bigger TVs because on Black Friday, they buy like the sizes that they have. But for the Super Bowl, they're like, I want a big-ass TV. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. But it might be fake. Who knows?
He's got too much fucking money on this game, bro.
That was a very Kevin Hart reaction.
No, I got too much money on this motherfucking game. I can't be having to make him field goal.
How much do you think he's got on that? How much would it take? Would you need to put down to have this reaction?
$10,000.
It would have.
I would never react like this, but like
only if this was a situation where it was like he was already in the whole $40,000, and they were like, you have until the day after the Super Bowl to get me my money. Mm-hmm.
And he already lost his dance battle competition.
And no. He won the dance battle competition, but it was only $20,000.
To make up the difference?
Yeah. He needed to double it. So he put it down on the fucking, on the Eagles to win. That would make me react like this. Okay, here's why I think it's real. Because
no one's laughing. I would laugh.
No, it's it's actually funny now that
why do you think it's real?
Because of the nobody's as good a costume designer as the homeboy at the end of the video. I
guess. Oh, the way how he kind of looks homeless?
Yeah, dude. This dude, hip hop. Like, that stain is too perfect for this.
It's from his juice. It's from his juice.
And then the shirt color, too, it's like an off-white, yeah, you know, man. Where it's like not a totally clean white shirt.
His sweat shorts. And how he has a Jay-Z dreads, bro, where they look fake, you know?
Damn, they all got chains, though. Look at that.
I know, right? I wonder where this is. He's like...
Philadelphia?
No.
Hell yeah.
No, I don't think it is.
Because this guy's a diehard Philadelphia fan, so he's extra mad about them losing when they were winning.
He's not wearing none of their memorabilia.
What are you talking about? Those are championship rings right there. I'm just kidding. They've never won championships. But, also, yeah. So
whose house this is, you know?
It's probably this guy's right here.
You think so?
Because he's like, you broke my fucking TV. Mm. Unless he brought the TV to someone else's house.
Where are you going to put this? Right on the fireplace.
Entirely possible based on where it's at and how easily it comes off.
They're like, I have a place, but I don't have a TV. It's all right, bro. I got a TV.
It's so crazy to just like rent a TV for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. That's so wild. You rent a car for a vacation.
Who does?
People.
Can't say I've ever done that.
Rented a car?
Yeah. What, do you just moonwalk your shit around, dude? How do you? Where do you go vacation? To your neighbor?
I've used a rental car before. Like,
the what?
Fuck yeah, that's how you ball out, dude. I got a Tesla last time I went back home.
Huh.
And you get the insurance, and it's like, oh, man, I can break this TV, too. Watch.
No! Like, even this one was like, yo, check him out. Look.
The little his little wily coyote like slip and slide is my favorite.
Imagine like the Philadelphia Eagles saw this and they're like, hey man, because we saw this, we didn't lose. Like we went back, they added some points, we're so sorry.
Also, nobody's this good of an actor.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Someone would be laughing. Yes, they are. Someone would be laughing.
This person's just chilling, dude. Look at that.
No instant, dude. That's
like he's done this before.
He's just stoned,
yeah.
And he's just it's not his house. It's not his TV. He has no stake in this whatsoever. He's just taken in the moment. He's like, "Well, people are going to talk about this. Yeah. Let me take this in."
Unless it was his TV. Yeah, he brought it. He's like, I can do whatever I want to this TV. You don't fucking understand. Fuck your bet, man. Hey, you pay me, man. You fuck out my face, man.
The fuck out my face, man. That's fun.
This guy just doesn't seem shocked. Though. It's like, man, there you go again.
Man, here go Deshaun.
Do you think Deshaun is the bad boy of this group?
100%.
So who's the bad boy of the Inland Empire comedy scene, William Henderson? That is the question. Bad boys, bad boy. You're the bad boy? That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Johnny Gold.
You can
Johnny Gold?
Who?
He's too old to be the bad boy.
He's the only one that looks like he has a leather jacket.
Yeah, but he's
and a fucking flip out comb.
Just a stiletto comb. No,
hey, kids.
Yeah, Johnny Gold's nickname has to have the word kid in it. You know, that's how old he is. Yeah.
I would say Joe Beltran, but he doesn't get out of control for an ever. For
not anymore.
You know? Yeah, dude. There's, I mean, yeah.
Comedy's
not like that anymore.
You got to be a bad boy, though, to let comics come to your house and tell jokes in the middle of a pandemic.
In the middle of a fucking drive-by every now and then.
It really was like the Grand Theft Auto of comedy. You're just like, hey, let's go into that part of the city. For what? Or some stage time.
I don't know. I don't know. It's showing up on my map. It's a question mark.
Is there parking? Yeah, for sure.
Let's go find out.
Yeah.
Let's walk into the circle. See if it triggers a mission. Come back at 7 p.m.
So where are we going this year? Are we going to go to another state? Utah.
I'm short.
Or are we going to or are we going to Vegas? Because we can fly out of San Bernardino.
I might just go to Anaheim and call it a day, dude. That's so far.
Anaheim?
I mean, how far in California do you have to go before it's like basically another state? Like Fresno? Can we get up to like Central California?
I'm ready to say that Victorville. Apple Valley and shit like that?
That's far enough?
Yeah, that's far enough for me.
Okay.
That's far enough for vegetation. Yeah. It's far enough for me. Yeah, I stop at the tree line. Once I start seeing across the horizon, I'm out. I'm out. But we can fly. We can fly for cheap. We don't really have to stay close.
Yeah.
If we can convince people to put us on their show, you know, be like, show them a dick or something. You know, whatever.
I think it'd be a lot better, like, to go to Utah with that idea than Vegas. You know, because Vegas is like, I'm pretty sure they have places to do stand-up, but I don't think that's not what people in Vegas are there to do.
Right.
You know, they're there to gamble, do some blow, hook up with some prostitutes and shit like that, go to strip clubs, probably do makes more for blow.
Wild comedy shows, though.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to any of that, though. Yeah. That seems fun. Drugs, fun. Sex, rock and roll.
Down.
I'm all about it.
Let's go to Nebraska, y'all. Let's tell Nebraska. Some jokes.
We have to do our own show.
I couldn't even point to Nebraska on a map. I don't know where
yes,
it is.
Yes, you could.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
Come on.
All I know is that Alaska's right next to Hawaii, so that's where it's at.
On your puzzle?
Yeah. No, yeah. In all of my books. Yeah. Hey, Alaska's an island too? That's crazy.
Wow, and the sea next to it's called Canada? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty insane. That's what they showed you over there?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the white people showed us.
Mm.
Don't blame it on us,
dude. I'm gonna.
It wasn't our fault. You didn't have the mental capacity. We're tribal. To take it in.
Yeah, we tried. We tried.
Tried bold. Yeah.
That's a good energy drink. Did you guys see Logan Paul or whatever? Or one of the Paul brothers has an energy drink?
Really?
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's called not Red Bull.
That would be awesome, dude.
They should call it Blue Balls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called. People are saying it sucks, though.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, is energy any energy drink really good?
Yeah.
I like Rain. Rain is good. What is the...
I like Red Bull.
What is the one that's in...
I drink it for the effect, mostly.
The one that's really in all the gas stations, colorful can. They have, like, Bang. Cotton candy. Is that what it is?
Bang, yeah.
Bang's good. Monster's not good. I don't... Red Bull's, I think I just have a... It just triggers a memory. I don't think it tastes good, but I like Red Bull.
I like Red Bull.
Yeah, I like Red Bull.
But I don't think it tastes good. So.
Yeah,
I feel like the formula has changed from when the first time I've tried it.
Less bull semen. That's the problem.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Less taurine.
Taurine, yeah.
Did you guys ever drink balls? That's a weird thing to ask you.
Buzz balls?
No, balls. B-A-W-L-S.
I want to say yes.
It was in like a blue bottle. It was like a lot of nerds drank it at like LAN parties and shit, but it was just straight caffeine.
Yes.
Dude, Monster went out of control at one point. They had this one thing called the BFC. The big fucking
can.
It was like a mini trash can of just Monster energy drink, and they would sell it to kids. Like, I got one.
Nice.
You should be allowed.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
And then they had the
hospital.
Yeah, dude.
The one that you could like.
They still sell those Mega Monsters. They still sell those.
Dude, you're right. Monster just looks like an exhaust pipe. That's what it looked like. It's an exhaust pipe of energy drink.
Yeah.
It's gigantic. You shouldn't need that much of anything.
Mm-mm. I'm going to get one tomorrow. Mega Monster.
Dude, tuck it in your jeans.
Just a keg of Monster. Like, you ever got a mini keg of beer?
No. Yeah. I've never gotten one. But
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're adorable.
Oh, like the Heineken ones?
Yeah, those little pony kegs.
I've gotten it before too, but I don't like Heineken, so I was like,
Then why did you get a Heineken keg?
Because I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You just wanted it. I was like, oh, man.
Sometimes craft breweries will do them. Mm. There's one back home that does them. But anyway, forgot what I was talking about. Keg. It took this long for me to forget what I was talking about. Yeah, baby, you need a baby keg of Monster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can just set it up and fucking...
That would be insane, dude. That's so
cool. You need a Monster keg of
pour
Monster.
Pour some from the draft, man. Bro.
Dude, at one point I was drinking like 3 a day.
That's not...
Yeah,
that's
I've done that before.
That's not okay.
And this wasn't okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I haven't drank a Monster since I stopped drinking alcohol.
Have you, like, what's the amount though, like, that you've drank in a day, like, of energy drink, not just Monster? Like, I assume you drink other drinks as well. You rotate?
Yeah.
Or have you maxed out at three? You're like,
I maxed out at three. Yeah, I maxed out at three.
I had seven one time.
Woo!
Yeah. Wow. I was like 17. Wow. It was right when Gears of War came out. Mm-hmm. And our local game shop was having a tournament, and they were being sponsored by Monster, and they were like, just drink them. And I was like, fuck, okay.
Just drink them like soda?
Yeah. Yeah, but we were there all day, too. Mm. But yeah, I drank like 7.
Dude.
Felt fine. I didn't feel any adverse. It was like just drinking juice. I didn't have any, so I don't know. It might just be all juice.
Yeah, the low carb one.
Dude, I think a couple of weeks ago, it was when the art walk. So yeah,
the mysterious art walk that was like a block and a half down or something.
Yeah, you know? they moved it, you know. But there was still but there was still a lot of people that showed up.
Yeah,
you know, we had a big ass crowd.
Yeah, we've had big ass crowds the last couple of weeks.
But well, not that day, the next day, because like also like all the comics in the world fucking signed up for whatever reason that day. You know, so we were out of there late, later than usual. So like,
hella late.
I went home and I got like 2 hours of sleep. Went to work, dude. I drank so much coffee that day, where like it was still not working. And then my boss is like, "You want to go home?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude!"
Yeah, yes. Just catches you slapping yourself at your desk.
He's like, "Go ahead." But like by the time I got home, all the caffeine that I had taken, perfect. I couldn't even sleep. I was just like laying there, and I was just like, fuck, I know I'm tired, but I can't sleep.
That sucks.
So I was up the whole time, and I just took off work for no reason.
You got to meditate, bro.
Meditate?
Yeah.
Mm.
Sure.
You said masturbate really weird.
You can't roommate, though. All right, guys. You ready to plug your shit in GTFO here? Tell the people where we're going to be at? No one knows where they're going to be, huh? Everyone's...
Yeah, dude, I totes know where I'm going
to
be. Go to
williamhenderson.com to check out his dates.
Yeah, first of all, you can follow me...
Carlos Patino.
Hit the fucking music.
He's busy.
You can follow me on Instagram at willie_d20. Next month, March 18th, I will be back in Yucaipa, California at Hobson Spokes Brewery. And then the 23rd, I will be at Syncopated Brewing in Lakewood, California. And then the 25th, I'll be up in Apple Valley at The Social, which I visited this past weekend. It's a pretty cool place. I think it'll be a good place for comedy as long as people are there and shut the fuck up. I think that's it for March right now. Other than that... Holler at me for spots. I don't know. Not for you, for me. To give me spots.
No, for him too.
No, fuck you. I don't want to give you spots.
Carlos, where you can be?
This weekend, the 18th, I will be at Oak Hills Brewing Company in the High Desert, Apple Valley. On the 25th of February, I'm back at Good Day, putting on another show with a great lineup. And then on March 25th, I'm going to be at The Social. So that's it.
Super dope.
Los Patino Comedy on Instagram.
Super dope. I'm at The George F if you want to follow me for all my dates. I'm also going to be at The Social. So if you want to hang out, I'm going to be at The Social earlier in the day. I'm going to be in Palm Desert doing the Coachella Brewing Co. Festival. So that should be fun, making a lot of mileage. Actually, I might just jump on your back on the way back and then come back up. So come out. You know where we're at The Buddy System Co. If you like live comedy, Tuesdays we're at Brooks Bar, Thursdays we're at the W, every once Saturday a month we're at Hops and Spokes. So if you need to know where we're going to be, go to www.thebuddysystem.co. Go to patreon.com/thebuddysystemco to find video of this episode and more bonus stuff. At The Buddy System Co. on Instagram, everywhere. Follow us, please. We need you. We love you. Bye. Aloha. I'll see you later.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye.